Eastern Europe is making waves as several nations take a stand against the prevailing globalist trends championed by Brussels and Strasbourg. Serbia, Slovakia, and Hungary are leading the charge, forming a united front to tackle pressing issues like irregular migration and the pursuit of peace. In a bold move, Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić recently hosted a summit in Belgrade, bringing together Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban and newly elected Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico. The trio's agenda? To hash out a joint strategy for addressing irregular migration and promoting peace in the region. President Vučić didn't mince words when he declared, "We're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk." He emphasized their shared commitment to safeguarding their borders and maintaining stability in their respective countries. Prime Minister Orban, known for his outspoken views on migration, chimed in with his trademark candor. "We're not about to let our nations become a playground for irregular migrants." He stressed the importance of preserving national identity and security in the face of external pressures. Meanwhile, Slovakia's Fico, fresh from his election victory, wasted no time in aligning himself with his counterparts. "It's high time we prioritized our own citizens' interests," he asserted, echoing the sentiments of his fellow leaders. The trio's meeting wasn't just about migration, though. They also tackled the thorny issue of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. In a move that's sure to ruffle some feathers in Western capitals, they advocated for a peaceful resolution through diplomacy rather than escalating military involvement. This summit marks a significant shift in the regional political landscape. These leaders are sending a clear message to Brussels. They're not afraid to chart their own course when it comes to national interests. Critics might argue that this alliance is a step backwards for European unity. However, supporters see it as a necessary counterbalance to what they perceive as overreach from EU institutions. As the dust settles on this historic meeting, one thing's for sure: Eastern Europe is flexing its muscles on the international stage. Whether this newfound alliance will lead to lasting change or increased tensions with Western Europe remains to be seen. But for now, Serbia, Slovakia, and Hungary are standing firm in their convictions, ready to face whatever challenges come their way.